Today's date is the 10th of November 2016. We are at Lamley Primary School to carry out oral history recordings. My name is John Smith and I am the chairperson of the Lamley Historical Society. I am joined by children from years 4, 5 and 6 to ask questions of our interviewee, Leslie Hayhoe. So firstly, can I call upon Tyler to ask your first question?
Did you go to Lamley Primary School, and if so, when did you attend?
Yes, I did. I started Lamley Primary School when I was about 4.5 years old and left when I was 11. And I started here in 1963. No, I was born in 1963, so 1967 I came here and left in 1974.
Thank you. Thomas, could I ask you to read your question?
How many classes did Lamley Primary School have, and did you have different year groups?
Yeah, when I came to Lamley Primary School, the school that you use now as the Village Hall was the school, and that was divided up into three classes, class 1, 2 and 3. And then when I was about 9, they built this school here, and there were 4 classes there.
Thank you very much. Okay. Can I ask Joshua now to read his question out?
Did you do spellings and times table tests?
Yep, we did spellings and times table, but my father was also very keen on spelling and times table, so every week he used to give me a list of spellings and I had to recite my tables as well.
Thank you. Tommy?
Did you have a head teacher at Lamley Primary School, and if you did, who was it?
Yep, there was a gentleman called Mr. Stone who lived in the village, and he was the Prime Minister, head teacher from when I started till when I finished. But talking of teachers, I was very interested because I looked on your board in the reception room and there's 28 members of staff, teaching assistants and teachers, and we had 4 teachers, no teaching assistants, and a secretary.
Thank you. Freya. Can I call upon Freya? Thank you.
Did you have a dictionaries and thesauruses?
I don't remember using dictionaries or thesaurus, to be honest. No, I don't think we did. We probably had them, but we didn't use them in our daily schoolwork.
Thank you. Esme.
Did you have a school football team?
I don't remember a school football team, but we did certainly have a netball team and we had rounders team as well.
Would that just be for the girls, would it? Or?
Yeah, because I don't remember what the boys did, really.
Yeah. So, in your day, and my day as well, really, the school activities in regarding sports were segregated in a way, was
yes,
it?
Yes, very yeah. much so.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, unlike today, you all play mixed football, don't you think?
Well, today, at Lamley, we're very, very... well renowned for our school football team, and we have girls and boys actually in the team that take part in the competitive events.
Great.
And a lot of children from age 7 upwards attend the weekly training, boys and girls.
Lovely.
Great. And the boys take part in netball events. So it's quite a change.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Noticeable change there. Could I call upon Tyler now for his question?
What were the punishments like? Were the teachers strict?
The teachers were very strict, and punishment was the strap, which was a very brutal thing, if I'm honest. And I remember being, I was in class 4, and the lad next to me had misbehaved, and the teacher called him out, and he had to hold his hand out, and he got, it was a leather handle with 5 tongs on it across his hand. Yeah, it was brutal. I never got the strap.
You behaved yourself.
I did after watching that, tell you.
Yeah, thank you. Could I call upon Thomas again to put a question?
What was school like compared to school now?
Do you mean physically the school or school activities?
The physical school.
Well, the school, as I say, when I first started, was just what you call the village hall now.
Yeah.
But then they built this building on the back, which was four classrooms.
Joshua, please, thank you.
Did you have school dinners? And if you did, what were they like?
I did have school dinners. When I first started, we didn't have a kitchen. So the dinners used to come from Calverton every day, and they were horrible. And then when we moved into this school, we had our own kitchen, which is the kitchen you now have, and the schools were amazing. The dinners were amazing, so yeah.
Ella?
Did you have playtime? And if we did, what game did you play?
Yep, we had playtime. We were allowed to play on swings at dinner time. But morning break and afternoon break, we weren't. But things we used to play. We used to have roller skates. They were a big fashion, and we used to play roller skates. Rounders. British Bulldog was another thing we used to play. And the girls used to play a game with elastic. I don't know. We used to call it elastic. I don't know what if you play it now, but you'd have two girls and elastic round your ankles, and they used to jump in and out and... Skipping was also another thing we used to do, a lot of skipping.
Lovely, thank you. Could I call upon Owen now?
How long were your school days?
We started at 9 and we went home at 3:30.
Sophia?
Did you have a uniform?
No, you wore your own clothes. You didn't have a uniform.
Tommy?
How many children were at Lamley Primary School when you arrived?
That's a good question because I couldn't remember really. I would say no more than 60.
Okay. And Freya?
Were there any shops, post office and pubs around then?
Yes. The village was a lot different to what it was now. And if I remember rightly, at the far end of the village where Church Street meets Main Street, there was a hardware shop there. Then a bit further along next to the Robin Hood pub, there was a co-op. There was also a post office, a hairdresser's. There was a little general store, which was just down the road here, just past the garage. And there was the garage. And there was also three pubs.
Thank you. Owen?
What were your experiences of the Dumbles back then?
Well, we weren't allowed into the Dumbles on a school day during school time. But yeah, me and my friend, because she lived just on Spring Lane near Cromwell Crescent, and at weekends we used to go and play at the Dumbles, fishing rod and slide down banks and go home covered in mud and... Yeah, great times.
Esme.
Where did you live and how big was your house?
I lived on Lamley Lane, where my mum still lives, at Hilltop Nurseries. So it's just a normal sized house, really.
Lovely, thank you. If I could just ask a question of you now, Leslie.
Yeah.
Could you please tell us about your work at Hilltop Nursery and your association with it?
My father started Hilltop Nurseries in 1971, I think it was, because horticulture was not so much now, but quite a big industry in Lamley. There were three thriving plant nurseries in Lamley at the time. And my dad worked on one of them and we had some land, so he started his own nursery, which became... Hilltop as it is today.
Yeah.
I left school, went to work in a bank and got a bit disillusioned with it and decided to carry on in the family business. So that's what I do now and run the family business.
Lovely. Thank you for that. And finally, if there's just, you know, perhaps two or three things you could pick out how Lamley has changed since you was a girl to today, how you perceive the changes here?
It was a very thriving village when I first lived here. As I say, there was probably five or six shops here. It was its own little microclimate, if you like.
Yeah.
A very hustling and bustling village. Everybody knew each other. There were several families that lived in the village, you know, big families. But it was a nice place to live, and must be because I'm still here.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. Well, thank you very much, Leslie, for your time and trouble and coming here today.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem.